here's what I have to say this morning, and it's something that applies to all of us, and it's kind of hard to grasp because we've lived in the natural for so long. But you know, when we hit the kingdom of God, there's just a whole different economy. There's a different way. There's a shift. You know, your brain, if I can say it this way, has to kind of get flipped upside down. And it's the transition is so very radical and different that it's almost like you have an encounter. You know, God encounters you with light, and you never thought that way before. But yet, that's the kind of economy of the kingdom of God. So we're thankful that we're born again, and we're in the new light in the realm of God. But you know, you have to understand that you know God works a certain way, and the way He works has a profound impact on the way you think and the way that you even feel sometimes. Because it's just a totally different economy. And unless we're able to follow Him through that, we'll kind of get left in darkness. Sure, we're saved, but our minds will stay dark. So there's always light that He's trying to bring on His way of doing things, and it's substantially different from the way you think naturally. You know, for instance, and I always like to read behind, you know, Abraham in the Bible, and here's God saying, you know, he appeared to Abraham and he said, you know, get out from where you are and go to the place I'll tell you. And the scripture said the glory of God appeared to Abraham. It just like God just didn't speak to him, you know, out of the sky. The glory of God appeared to him. So something profoundly happened to the man. In other words, he was in awe. Some kind of experience happened. And he said, oh, my goodness, I've never had this experience before. Even though I came from the Ur of Chaldees where we're religious people, I've never experienced a one-on-one, one-hand something with heaven before. So I'm going. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going. Okay, so I'm just saying he wasn't reasoned into it. Something hit his faith. Something hit his light. Something hit his life. But then he had to learn the economy of God. Now, so he says, I'm going to give you a son. Well, he turns, you know, kind of know the story. He gets to about 99 and still nothing's happening. And he tried other things, still nothing happening. Because this is what you got to see. See, this is the economy of God. I'm going to promise you a son. So your mind thinks, my wife, you know, the normal process for having children, you know, my wife's going to conceive, you know, after intercourse, she's going to conceive and have a son. But that's not how God's thinking, see. It's a whole different way He's thinking, see. I want to give you a son, but I want to give it to you my way. And I'm going to give it to you according to my way of doing it. And it's going to be past your own strength to do, right? Past your own human strength to do it. I'm going to give you a son, but I'm going to give it to you my way. I'm going to give it to you on a level of life that you haven't seen before. In other words, life is going to take on new meaning, not in a social, philosophical sense. Life is going to take on a new meaning because you're going to get a child in a higher way that you never experienced before in your life. That's my economy. Okay. So look, so if God speaks to you and says, Pastor Rod, I'm going to do something that's impossible for you to do in your own strength. Don't be surprised. Don't be, you know, God cannot just, you know, put a quarter in the machine and it happen. No, I'm going to do it for you, but it's going to be past. You have to find a brand new kind of life, a brand new kind of economy, right, that this world has nothing, the world can't give it to you, right? I almost feel the song, the world didn't give it, the world didn't take it, right? Like, but it is applicable, isn't it? So I'm going to give you a new kind of life, And I'm going to say that. The world can't give it to you, but it's so real and so eternal, the world can't even take it away. Okay? So I'm introducing that through the father of faith that we'll call him eventually, Abraham, that I got an economy that the world doesn't know about. And you're going to have a baby, but you're not going to have it by any strength of your own. In other words, Pastor Mike, you got to get used to another kind of strength. That nothing from yourself, nothing from conception medicine, nothing natural is going to get you. This has to come from heaven itself. It's a power that's not available to unbelievers or to natural man. You have to step into it by faith. Okay? It's a totally different economy. So the scripture says in Romans, like, he was against hope, he believed. In other words, it was impossible. I couldn't even, hope didn't even help me. In the earth, they say, you know, keep hope alive, you know, keep hope alive. Hope can even help you. I'm going to introduce you to a strength, and I'm going to call it a strength, that Raquel never experienced before. Okay. And so for instance, Raquel gets saved, and she's starting to get to know God, and God's going to bring her to the exact same place eventually that we brought Abraham to, where she's going to need a strength that man can't give her, that has to come. It's a different economy, right? God's going to make sure of this. Because I got to grow you into believe me. I got to grow you to believe me, because without faith it's impossible to please God, right? So I got to grow you to believe me. So I'm going to bring a circumstance your way, believe me. I mean, it's going to happen to every one of us in here. It's going to be very hard, right? Because, look, against hope, he believed in her. So, in other words, it was difficult but possible. But not possible by your own strength and by your own reasoning. So it's like God says, Pastor Roz, I'm imparting to you a strength, if you believe me, that above what the world could ever give you, above creation itself, right? Bigger than creation itself, bigger than the stars, bigger than the moon, bigger than the universe, the planets, the outer space, right? You know, I could get Ron to give us some telescope stuff, you know. Yeah, you know, how many galaxies there are or whatever, bigger than all that, right? More strength than the natural worlds and space could ever give you, right? Stronger than a meteor, whatever. It's a different economy. Right? Here's a different economy. So here's what Cheryl's used to. I've got these needs. I'm looking to the earth to meet that need for me. And God said, the earth's not going to do it, right? Is Abraham, I'm going to give you a baby. I'm looking for the earth to supply my baby. And even to the point where I go to another lady, because God must have had a different way of doing this. I'm going to figure it out. So I'm going to go to this other lady and get it. You know, God, how did I do? Right. It's like, no. You're still on the earth. You're still looking for natural resources. My weapons are not carnal. My resources are not carnal. They're not natural. It took them a long. See, we kind of look at them. Abraham was wrong. It takes a long time to learn this, that your resources aren't carnal anymore. I pull it from another realm. And you have to get used to a different economy, right? You have to lay down. May I see your phone? You have to lay. You know how much we depend on these? you have to lay down all your dependency on that. And I'm going to speak to you from heaven, not from Facebook or Instagram or Bible stories or whatever. I'm going to. You used to. This, that, and the other from the earth. I'm going to speak to you straight from above. The resources are different. See, and if I can get you to put this down, because it's going to be hard, right? It's hard to put these babies down, right, Ron? Right, Ron? Not for Ron, but yeah. Ron said, "Whoever invented these is the Antichrist." But anyway. You got to follow me. Because, see, this is where we stagger. See, it said Abraham staggered not at the promise, right? This is where we stagger. This is where we stagger. You mean I got to put this down? You mean I gotta, how else am I going to get, you know, I could really mess here. But how else am I going to be known, you know? How else am I going to get status? How else am I going to get, you know, acceptance, you know, by this thing. But God says, I have another measure that you haven't seen, that man never looked at. He has no eye for it, right? And even though it seems hopeless, that's my economy. The hopeless is my economy, right? When it gets hopeless, that's where I step in and show you who I am, see? Now, so this is for you. This is for you. This is for you. You have to get used to the supernatural. You have to get used to the way God operates. It's a whole different economy. See? And look, guys, have you ever read through that Romans 4 thing? What does it say? He considered not his own body. Another way of saying that is he stopped looking at the natural. Right? I considered that his own body that was now dead. In other words, see, this is how God changes your focus. Your economy is not, look, you look at all your resources that you used to trust in, and you say, oh, those are dead. right? Oh, I used to trust in mom and daddy, and then, I mean, I still love them, but they're dead in that sense, you know. They're dead in that sense. I used to trust in, you know, Uncle Sam, but he's dead. He's dead to me now. See, faith considers the natural dead. True faith considers the natural dead. In other words, I have no expectancy there anymore. Isn't that good, right? This is why you get those scriptures in Philippians, my God shall supply all my need. He didn't say that because, you know, he was desperate. It was a real thing to Paul. In other words, the natural was dead. It was dead to him. And to the point he said, you know, even when you give me a gift, it's for your account. Because I know where my resources come from. I'm in another economy, right? I don't even need what you have. So when you give it, it's just for your own benefit because the need for me, my God shall supply, you know. I wonder how many people have that kind of faith when they're quoting that. I don't know. I'm just saying, right? How am I going to say this to you? See, you know, Dee talked about intimacy the other week, right? So look, here's God. He's so personal that when he said, I don't want you to have a baby by your own strength. I'm going to give you a strength from another world. And look, the other world is me. I'm going to give you me to have a baby. Not by your own power, but I'm going to leak myself to you, and you're going to have so the baby that comes out, you're going to glorify me for it. That's how intimate I get with you. I'm just not going to do stuff from a distance, right? I'm just not going to wave a wand, and now you're going to be conceived. No, I'm stepping in there. I'm a part of the whole process now, right? Because I'm divine, and you're going to have a baby by you know, the power of God, from the economy centers on a person. See, it's always a person. It's not just power. It's a person. The power is because it's a person, right? God, see, he's not trying to bless you apart from himself. It just never happens. See, that's theology. It's the intimacy, D. See, God stepped in. He stepped into the whole situation, right? He wasn't like on a throne, you know, commanding stuff. Very personal. Very personal, see. And so now, I love it, this about Abraham. I'm trying not to be very long today, but it's getting difficult. I love this about Abraham, right? Because, you know, that's why I could say he was the friend of God, right? Because God stepped into the situation. It wasn't like God was doing stuff, you know. And that's why Abraham can pray and intercede and say, you know, God, if there be 15 or 20 or 10 or whatever, you know, scripture, you won't destroy the city, because he was close to him. And he started depending on him for everything. I'm depending on you, God, to work a miracle conception in Sarah. That's a friend. That's an intimacy. You know, I don't want to be sacrilegious, but my buddy is doing this stuff, you know. I mean, it took him time to get to this point, but it's not. He wasn't religious, you know. Look, he didn't go to a church building and start kneeling and praying. No, I knew God as my life. So here's the Holy Ghost this morning, you know, wanting to get us over the hump. Right? We have to depend on a higher life than the one down here. Because this natural one will always let you down. Especially, you know, our focus got to be on God and natural things. Right? Look, he considered not his own body. He considered not his own body. He stopped looking at natural resources. He put down the phone. He said, God, the supernatural guy, I need supernatural strength. Now, here's God wanting it to be done, Abraham's son to be born from a higher order. Can y'all get that? See, the natural mind wants to keep processing that. But simple as this. Here's my way. Here's my economy. It'll always come from a higher order. Get used to it, right? And so one thing spiritual can happen in your life, and then we float right back to the lower order, right? It's one thing. We have a good grand time of revelation, then we float right back to the lower order. So we got to get used to a higher economy, higher order. Now, so I think I'm going to... As a matter of fact, Sarah laughed at it first. Right? Wait, this is, what are you talking about? This is crazy. How can you have a baby like this? It's like, that's like us, you know. Supernatural is just so crazy. But we got to get used to a higher order. It's like there's this brick wall in front of Rob. And God says, you're going to have a son when you're 110, Rob. And there's this brick wall there. And God has to take a hammer and crack that thing so that he can see through on the other side of that, right? It has to be something dynamic like that. It has to come into a renewed mind, if I can say that. Right? Because I'm trying to tell you, this is God's way. So... You know, Raquel, you can pray, you can fast, you can, you know, have vigils. You know, God, you got to do this for me. I got a desperate situation. And he's going to keep saying to you, you got to reach me on a higher order or it's not going to happen to you. Because the church has been low too long. It's been low too long. I mean, this is really interesting because, you know, we read and preach and pray and teach about Abraham, but we're still on a low order. See, in other words, the brick wall still isn't broken. You know, where you expect something from heaven today, you know. He considered not his own body. And then here comes God starting to be the strength of his body. He considered not his own body. He became, I can't even think about now my own body. Now God becomes the strength of his body. Right? Now, this is what I want to say to you. The more strength that you get from him, the more poor you become. Can y'all get that? Blessed are the poor. Why? Because they're learning to depend on God for their strength. The more he gives me, the bigger, if I can say it like this, the bigger beggar I become. In other words, the more weak, I depend, he gives me his strength, my strength lowers. Right? Do you know why God can't give you so much strength? Because you're rich in your own. Can we see that spiritually? You know what? You know why God can't do a whole lot for us? It's kind of like that whole Laodicean thing. You say that you're rich. See? You know, here's what Simpson said, you know. This is A.B. Simpson. Here's what he said. You know, he's got a wonderful book on divine healing. I mean, I would read it. But here's one of the things that he said, that he said when he finally learned God was in another economy and that he wanted to give his body for my strength and not my own. And he said, when I had a very terrible disease, and when I got healed, my biggest fear was that I would return to my own strength for my own body. Right? And that was always Satan's attack. You better be strong in yourself again, you know. And his biggest thing was to keep himself poor, that he can enjoy a strength from a higher kind. And the strength of God's going to always be from a higher kind. See, it's hard for the natural man to get used to that. The strength of God's going to always be from a higher kind. He gives you healing or strength, but it's not natural. I mean, it obviously affects your natural man, but it comes from a higher kind. We're not used to this heavenly economy yet. You know, it's like going into a country. You know, you go over to Germany, right? Right, Rob? You go to Germany or one of these other foreign countries, you know, Ron and Treva. And they give you denomination of money, but you never say, what is that? Right? What happened to George Washington and Abe Lincoln, right? Now we get, you know, Chancellor so-and-so or, you know, Mao or whoever. In other words, I'm not used to this denomination. This looks different to me. How do I spend it? If I give you, I remember when we went to England, you know, and of course that's close to us, but I still got confused. You know, they give me this stuff, and I'm like, how much am I supposed to get back? You know, right? I'm paying for my food. I'm like, am I getting back the right amount? He could have took everything from me because I don't know how the economy works. You know, I don't know how the economy works. Right? They start talking about pounds and. Like pounds, pound to me and weight, you know. No, 10 pounds. What 10 pounds? See, it's like she was through the soaking. We belong to another realm, and the weight is different. You understand? The weight of it is different. The weight's different. It's a different measure. And spiritual things are that way. See, God works in a different economy. If I can destroy your trust in the natural, if I can destroy your touch in the natural, see, well, you consider not your own body, right? So here's one thing that amazes, you know, here's Paul. He said, this is what amazed me about him. You know, wonderful man. But after he had that experience on the road to Damascus, here's what he said. He said, I didn't consult flesh and blood. Right? I didn't even go to the apostles before me. I did not even consult flesh and blood. I went to no man human. Right? How did he do that? In other words, the only thing I went to was spiritual. I gotta learn, he says, a new economy. I'm not even gonna go to the apostles ahead of me. I'm gonna get it straight from Revelation. I'm gonna learn this new thing. There's an economy higher than I am. See? And by the way, this is Christianity, right? This is the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God. I save Cheryl, then immediately I pull into a whole nother economy, and she don't have to consult with flesh and blood anymore. As a matter of fact, she can tell you, when I did consult with flesh and blood, I got in trouble. Right? I got confused, mixed up. You know, I'm talking about religious flesh and blood, by the way. I got confused, mixed up. I got this answer and that answer all come from the natural. I've got to consult the high economy. And the more I learn of it, the poorer I get in myself. The more I get it, the more I don't need anything supplied by me or the world. I get poor. Because according to the riches of his glory now, do I get my everything taken care of, spirit, soul, body, natural, physical, financial, whatever. Blessed are the poor. They're going to know God, see. This is why Paul could say, you know, you can take everything from me. Who cares? Right, because I'm rich in him and I'm a part of this heavenly economy. Okay, so when God gets into our bodies, his divine economy is better than the natural economy, and now we can do more things for him through what he's providing for us. His kingdom now can be built because now you're working and serving in his strength by his provision to you on the higher economy. Now you can get more things done in his name and by his grace and power. See, now we're starting to work things out in his strength and not in our own. You know, Paul said, leaving those things behind me. Now, leave them behind me. And we press ahead for the high things, the supernatural things. Oh, it's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening. However slow, however fast, but it's going to keep happening because, see, this is God's only way. He doesn't do it any other way. You know, we can thank God for Abraham, but now you're going to have to be Abraham. Okay. All he was pointing you to the higher way. And that's really why he's in the scripture. Revelation about his body and yours becoming one is going to take you a long way. grace, revelation, your strength is not even going to be your own, right? Are not your bodies the temple of the living God who dwells in it? There's a special dispensation of life, strength, and health for those who will trust in the higher economy. When I say trust, I mean trust. Let's say learn to trust in the higher economy. Here's how the Lord says, when you pray like this, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. From where? From a higher economy. Look, thank God for blessing our food, you know, every three times a day or four times a day or five times a day. Right? But that's just a secondary thing. The primary thing is I'm getting fed from a different economy today of heaven, and I got a strength that man knows nothing about, right? This economy is perfect. It'll work every time if our faith is there. So when the perfect has come, that which is not can start to be done away with. So we're starting to trust at a higher level. Lord, we thank you so much for this day, this heavenly way that you have assigned us to trust in the trust away from the normal to the super normal, to move away from the everyday common things into the supernatural way of living. That the bread we eat and the water we drink comes from above. And it gives us a new kind of life. May our hearts get that, this new kind of life, this new kind of way. Help us go past the flesh into the realm of God. Tina, I need to pray for you. Let's go past the flesh into the realm of God, right? Now, for instance, whatever the doctors are saying about her body, the supernatural economy can get past what the natural says. It's almost like we don't want to defy what flesh and blood has said, you know. We don't want to defy that. It takes a faith. It takes a slashing, a slaying. That we don't want to defy that. And then we have all kind of reasons why it can't be so, you know. But it's the same economy that Abram and Moses walked in that the church is meant to walk in. So she'll consider not her own body, right? Because, you know, in God's mind, flesh and blood is not what's going to heal her. In God's mind, flesh and blood is not what's going to heal her. It's the heavenly economy. Can we have confidence in the heavenly economy? Can we do that? Can we all stand, you know, just to acknowledge that? We got to stand and acknowledge that. Look. Yeah, stand with me. See, the leaf shall not wither. Right? The leaf shall not wither. If there's heavenly economy involved, what did he say about the tree in Psalms? That the leaf won't wither, right? Why? Because it's operating on a heavenly economy. Can we lift our hearts and minds up to that, right? We're still sort of down. God, we thank you for the faith that the leaf can't wither here, right? There's no withering and dying. There's the heavenly economy that's eternal, right? See, here's the Lord looking for a new kind of service from Tina, but he's got to get a new body. You understand what I'm saying? He can't get that service with that old body. You know, that's just worn out stuff. The service has to be spiritual. Right. He's looking for a new kind of service. See, Tina's destined for a service to God, but her body's got to get quickened by a higher grace, right? Now she serves God with her body and her spirit, which are God's, right? Right? Her body's got to feel that grace, see? Come on, Rob. Come on, Rob. Let's pray for her, Rob. Come on, Rob. Let's pray for her. Let's pray for her.
Oh, Father, we just thank you, Father, for this vessel, Father. Yes, Lord, empty this vessel out, Father. Fill it with you, Lord, the mighty power of God, Father. Oh, Lord, your power, Father. Everything that she needs, Father, has to come from you, Lord. There's no other way it can come from, Father. The heavenly, Father. The heavenly has to come from a higher ground, Lord. Lord, don't let her, Lord, let the comprehension, Father, be on you, Lord, every day, Father. Let that bread, Lord, be a living bread from on high, Lord. Lord, we can't keep eating this bread on the earth, Lord. It has to come from heaven, Lord. Oh, Father, let her strength, Father. Your grace is sufficient for her, Father. In her weakness, Lord, your grace becomes strong, Lord. Her strength, Lord, the mighty power from on high. Oh, Lord, just let her comprehend that, Lord. Father, let her grace be filled. Lord, let her faith, Lord, be connected with yours, Father, so she can have the mind of Christ, Lord. Let that kind of faith that you have, Father, circulate through her whole body, Father. Cleanse her whole body, Father, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Lord. Let her cleansing, Lord. Let her whole body be made whole, Lord. Not just a healing, but made whole, Father. When she takes hold of you, she takes hold of all of you, Father. All of her whole finances, her strength, Lord, her health, everything that she needs, Father. Oh, Father, let her meditate on you, Father, day and night, Father. And every word, Father, let it come from you, Lord. And she knows, Father, that it will be established, Lord. It has already been established, Lord. It has already been completed. It had already been tested, Lord. Your word, Father. Oh, Father, let her always remember, Lord, from all the way from the beginning, Lord. What have I said to you? Did I say that? Did my word say that? Did that word come out of my mouth? Oh, Father, let that be her whole life, Lord. Be established on that word, Father, and that word alone, Lord. Only the heavenly, Lord. Only the spiritual, Lord. I don't want nothing else but you, Father. I don't want nothing else but you but the resurrection. Your resurrection, Lord. Your resurrected life, Lord. Let it flow through her veins, Lord. Let that be a reality, Lord. Not this world, but a reality, Lord. That let that strength, Lord, let her stand on that strength, Lord, has already been established. Thank you, Father, before the creation of the world, Father. We thank you, Father. Don't let her friends, don't let her family members, nobody talk her out of that, Lord. Don't let none of that nonsense flow through her any longer, Lord. She's a new creation, Lord. She's a new creation, Lord. She's a superwoman, Lord. She's not a human anymore, Lord. She's not a human being. She's a spirit being. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, let that be a reality in her life from this day forth, Lord. Let her never forget this day, Lord. From the day, Father, let this foundation be in her, Lord, that you have established, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. For Jesus' sake, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. See, here's God longing for you to pull on him for your body strength. Longing for you to break the stone wall and pull on him and not yourself for the strength of your body. I mean, he's longing for, I want to strengthen your body. Your body is my house. I want to strengthen your body to love and serve me. Society has so averse to this, but the kingdom of God, the faith of God, true religion longs for God to, God longs to be the strength of your, his house. But we haven't let him in. Our unbelief there. Just like I supplied Abraham's strength, I long to supply strength and health to this body. To serve me with fearlessness. Right? Right. Break through that. Break through that. break through that. That's why they came out of the Egypt land and in the desert, and there was no sickness among them. I was the strength of their body. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. He's the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid of? When he becomes the strength of your life and of your body, you won't fear a thing. Because that strength will be running up and down inside of you. Mm-hmm. Look, you house God. I house God. I house God. I house God. Who are you? I house God. I can feel his strength running up and down me. It's my heart and my mind and my body is his now. I walk in a high economy. His love had lifted me to a place I never thought I could get to. Even got down to my body. Thank God for a saved spirit, but now it's even getting down to my body. This is the Lord's life for you today. Specific word for you today. I want to be the health of your body. Don't be afraid to become poor. Let it go. Trust me. Amen. 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 Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Let's stay in the spirit with this. More to come. Amen. You can be seated. Praise God. James is going to come. Just pray us out. And then afterwards, he's going to bring around the offering. Fellowship. Feel free to fellowship. Share. But stay in the spirit, okay? Amen.
Father. 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 Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you gave us a true revelation of our intimate relationship with you. What your desire for us has been. From the beginning. And Lord, we thank you that you have shown us that the centerpiece of this is us trusting in you, loving you, being with you, and not ourselves, not each other, but with you. Our focus is our relationship with you and growing to know you more, growing to rely on you. Thank you, trusting on none of our old ways, none of our man-made thoughts, and Lord, nothing that we've been taught, but more importantly, what you are revealing to us now and what you intend for us to be in the kingdom, not living the natural life, but the spiritual life, living in a way that everything, the focus of everything is you. Not our self-centered ways, not anything to do with this world, but everything to do with you. And Lord, we just thank you for this day and the revelations that you have given us. And Lord, not only for the revelations, but you have planted that seed in us, and we will allow you to have the opportunity to grow us, to allow us to grow and grow, not only grow, but get deeper in you. Let us, our root gets deeper in you so that we won't be tossed here and there. we won't be, the winds won't, the circumstances won't have victory over us, but we will have victory over them because you have already won. You won. And because you won and we are now with you, we win. No matter what the storm that is going to come, we already know that we have peace and victory in you. And Lord, go with each of us this day. Let this just stay on us. Let us just continually to feed on what you gave us today. And let us continue to grow. Amen.
Amen. God bless. God bless. Thank you for.
Yes. I just want to say thank you to my family, to my freaking army, for all your love and support during this season in my life. I could not have gone through it without you. And I'm grateful and so appreciative of every act of kindness, all the prayers and supports and gifts. Nothing was too small. I mean, the visits, everything. Thank you so very much. And can we say thank God for not having a first lady? Because I've been in church all my life, y'all, right? And what Pastor Gloria did and took on, first ladies don't do. So, Pastor Gloria, I was thinking the other day, I said, Lord, I finally thank God that I don't have a first lady. Thank you all so very much.
All right, enjoy. God bless you guys. We're going to go ahead and end the service. You can turn the music up. So while you're fellowshipping, if you need prayer for your body, I'll be right up here. Anybody, but God bless you. Thank you.